This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Counting of votes for the just concluded Lok Sabha elections began at 8 this morning across the country. General elections were held from 19th of April to 1st of June in 7 phases. The counting trends and results will be available on the Election Commission of India website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The regional news unit Akashvani Shillong will arrange an hourly special news bulletin starting from 8:35 a.m. till 12:10 p.m. in English, Khasi, Jaintia and Garo on the election results today. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in the Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Kumar said that the number is 1.5 times of the voters of all G7 countries. Over 68,000 monitoring teams and 1.5 crore polling and security personnel were involved in the electoral exercise. The Chief Election Commissioner said three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. In Manipur, the counting of votes for the inner and outer Lok Sabha seats is underway. In 11 districts of the state, 24 counting centres have been set up for both the parliamentary seats. It is expected that the results of the elections will be available before noon. Counting of votes polled for the two parliamentary seats in Meghalaya on 19th of April is underway. Chief Electoral Officer BDR Tiwari said that counting commenced from 8 this morning in 13 counting centres across Meghalaya to ensure a hassle-free counting process. 8 counting centres for the Shillong parliamentary seat in 7 district headquarters and in Sora civil subdivision and 5 counting centres across the 5 districts of Garo Hills for the Tura seat have been set up. The fate of 6 candidates who contested for the Shillong Lok Sabha seat will be decided today when the results are announced. In Shillong, incumbent Congress MP Vincent H. Pala is pitted against National People's Party candidate Amprin Lingdo, Ricky A.J. Sinkon of the Voice of the People Party, VPP, Robert June Kharjarin of United Democratic Party, UDP, and two independent candidates Lakhon Kumar and Peter Shalam. On the other hand, sitting Tura MP Agatha Sangma of NPP is locked in a four-cornered contest against Saling Sangma of Congress, Zenith Sangma of Trinamool Congress, and independent candidate Laben Marak. Lok Sabha polls for the Shillong and Tura seats were held on the 19th of April. The Provisional Town Vending Committee has asked all the street vendors operating in areas within Shillong Municipality to get themselves registered with the committee within 15 days from 31st of May 2024. The Chief Executive Officer of Shillong Municipal Board, who is the chairperson of the Provisional Town Vending Committee, said that the survey carried out in accordance with the Street Vendors Protection of Livelihood and Regulation of Street Vending Act 2014 and the Meghalaya Street Vendors Protection of Livelihood and Regulation of Street Vending Schemes 2023 has been concluded. The registration process is aimed at streamlining the operations of street vendors in Shillong City while also ensuring that their livelihood and rights are protected in accordance with the provisions of the Street Vendors Act. The Deputy Commissioner Ribhoi District Meghalaya has informed the general public that the ongoing retrofitting works at the Umyam Dam Bridge at Barapani will continue till 30th of June. Therefore, restriction on the plying of vehicles above 4 metric ton over the Umyam Bridge will continue. The Overseas Nursing Job Fair held last year has turned out to be a major turning point for 27 nurses from Meghalaya who will begin their professional journey in Japan after completing Japanese language training. The nurses will be placed across various hospitals and care homes in Japan. As part of the Skills Meghalaya scheme, the state government is sponsoring 50,000 rupees for each candidate through the Meghalaya Skills Development Society. 14 nurses from Meghalaya have been placed for various institutes in Singapore as well. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who met with the teachers and students, has urged others to come forward and take the opportunity. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.